Time for Bahuskas Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Huskies head football coach Joe Sindelar. Bahuska losing a tough one last week to Commerce 13-12. And Coach Sindelar, we were talking a bit off air before we started recording that just seems to be kind of like a broken record with you all playing pretty well. I know you like the heart of your guys, but you just haven't quite gotten to eke out a victory just yet.
Yeah, that's it's been pretty disappointing for our kids because their practice habits have been good, their preparation's been good, and it just seems like week after week, when the lights come on Friday night, we're just not able to put together the execution that it takes to win, and they've been so close in all these games, just week after week after week, and then you see the disappointment in their faces on Friday night, but they're just so resilient, and they come back to work again. Yesterday, we had great work habits. They were executing. Their spirits were good, and so there's a lot of resiliency there. But these kids they need the reward of winning on Friday night. So we're really hoping that we can put it together this week.
Bahuska is going to be at Oklahoma Union Friday evening in a game you can hear right here on Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM, also online at BartlesvilleRadio.com on the Bartlesville Radio app, and then 100.1 FM HD2. And Coach Sindelar, going into specifics against Commerce, how did things shake out for you guys for the 1-point loss?
Well, we had opportunities to we had opportunities. We missed an extra point early in the game, and that was the point that we were chasing the entire time. And I think the wind kind of we had a good kick, and there was a little bit of that wind that blew it a little bit. It actually looked like from our vantage point it might have been good, but the referee's standing right over there, looking straight up the pole, so they it must not have been. And so we ended up chasing that point, and it was kind of just one of those deals where you feel a little bit snake bit. Late in the game, we had a great run by our tailback that got down to the 10-yard line, made about a 20-yard run down to the 10-yard line, and there was a holding call on the play and moved us back to the 40. So that turns into a huge penalty at an inopportune time. When we did score and take the lead, we had a great play that was just to get the 2-point conversion, and we just had a little bit of a misfire, and again unsuccessful. So those are the types of things that have been happening to these kids, just week after week, where there's just at the inopportune time something happens, and it sets them back, and we haven't proven on the offensive side of the ball that we can overcome holding penalties at inopportune times. Things like that are just really hard to overcome.
Talking with Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar, the Huskies going to be at Oklahoma Union this Friday. And Coach Sindelar, moving back to last week's loss against Commerce, who did you think played well for you?
You've asked that question week after week, and it's kind of hard to go back and reflect on somebody that played exceptionally well, because a lot of the things that are happening to us, people have great games. Brian Jeffers ran the ball really well for us. Caleb Bruce is always playing very well for us, plays extremely hard, but he received an injury during the game and wasn't able to finish it. So it's just very, very difficult when you see some of the lack of execution to highlight some people, because we're misfiring, and it's not like one or two people, it's everybody. So, but I think those two kids played pretty well for us.
Talking about Oklahoma Union on Friday, the Cougars are having a tough season. Commerce is a pretty good ball club you faced last week, but obviously you guys are going into Oklahoma Union still looking for your second victory, and I'm sure that everyone will be highly motivated.
Well, I think so, and once again, I think as you look at your schedule, you're finding some teams that you can compete with, and as we look at it, when you've only got one victory, you can't overlook anybody. You're going to try to compete at the highest level week after week, trying to get that next, especially a district win. We're trying to get a district win and qualify for the playoffs. So, once again, as we talk about having a broken record, we're just hoping to be able to put a good performance out there on the field on Friday night. And, and I think if we compete well and execute well, we've got a great group of kids. And hopefully we'll have some smiles on our faces this week.
Bahuska at Oklahoma Union Friday night right here on KPGM 1500 AM and 100.1 FM HD2, of course, online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Coach Sindelar, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you.